Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need an expert to help navigate the home loan process, Rocket can help you do that. Okay? It's Wednesday night. It's hump day. I'm trying to get you closer to Thursday. And we got so much more to talk about. Thank you to everybody who tuned in the first hour of the show. This is a four-hour show. You can get all 4 hours on the free radio.com app. You can listen on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate. You can listen on CBSSportsRadio.com. If you got one of those fancy smart speakers in your house, you can get its attention. You can say, hey, play CBS Sports Radio. Sirius XM Channel 206, amongst many things. Shout outs to super producer Stu Kovacs. We had a lot of callers in the first hour as we spent some time just really discussing the status and state of Major League Baseball post-World Series. The Dodgers walk away with the win, but we saw a prime example, and this is not to slaughter Kevin Cash, the manager of the year, even though it was 2 months. We have a lot of teams in Major League Baseball that would have made the same exact decision. This is a progression. This is something that we've seen for years on end. We didn't just wake up one day and now Major League Baseball is pretty much ran by a bunch of bean counters. It didn't start with Billy Bean. It didn't start with the A's and Moneyball. It has been a progression over the past 20, 25 years. And here we are in 2020 where Major League Baseball looks like a game of chess. Looks like it's being played by accountants instead of guys who can hit a baseball 500 feet or someone who can throw 103, 104 miles per hour. Baseball needs a little bit more soul. Baseball needs a little bit more punch. Don't take the fun out of the game. And so thank you to everybody that called up from New York City to San Diego, from San Diego to Alabama. I appreciate each and every single one of you all for listening. It's easy. You can find me online. All my social media is at JR Sport Brief. That's on Twitter. That's on Facebook. That's on Instagram. You can also call up the number 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. And I made the point last hour that we know baseball isn't the only sport that's changing. Baseball isn't the only thing, but let's be real. Baseball is, you take a stick and you take a bat. It's not that complicated. Okay? You know, basketball, you take a ball and when I was a kid, I would stand in the driveway. If I was in somebody else's house, I'd stand in the driveway and I'd throw a ball into the garbage can. You know, it's not that complicated. But all of these games at the professional level have changed. If you look at football, look at the quarterbacks right now. Look at the run pass option. You can't just be a pocket passer, otherwise you're not going to be a passer at all in the National Football League. You think about how the rules have been changed and catered towards offense. You think about Major League Baseball. We just lamented the fact that everything right now is micromanaged to no end. And then you have to take a look at basketball. Well, I know there are a lot of listeners who say, back in my day, I know there are a lot of listeners who remember the elbows, who remember the post-ups, who remember the mid-range shots. A lot of that's gone. Now you got three-pointers. And then you got more threes. And then you got dunks. And every now and then you'll see somebody like Jimmy Butler who hits you with a mid-range game. And the NBA is not exempt. And over the past 20 years, one of the guys that we've seen really lead the charge in the NBA is Daryl Morey. Daryl Morey has been running the Houston Rockets since 2007. Since 2007, until a few weeks ago, when he was done with the Rockets, he posted the second most wins in the NBA, the Rockets did, only behind the Spurs. And especially since, you know, he brought in James Harden to the Rockets. Daryl Morey has been an innovator. Daryl Morey is someone who says, it makes zero sense for you to take a long two-pointer when you could take two steps back and take a three. What's the point? Daryl Morey is even at a he's young. He's 48 years old. He got his start in 2007. He's been an offensive innovator from a managerial perspective. He wanted Mike D'Antoni to stick. He wanted Mike D'Antoni to stay as coach of the Houston Rockets. And now he's gone. Daryl Morey is now the president, or is going to be the president, finalizing his contract to take over the Philadelphia 76ers. If you didn't see enough threes from James Harden and Gordon and Russell Westbrook, even though eventually he stopped, if you didn't get enough of the where is the center on the basketball court, I can't wait to see what the hell happens in Philadelphia. We know Doc Rivers is now the coach. Coach of the year, won the championship with the Celtics, is also the guy who's a player's coach, but he has blown 3-1 leads. That's why he's not with the Clippers right now. So if you think about Philadelphia, this is a different process. This isn't Sam Hinkie. This is a different process. The Sixers are getting ready to go through just a massive transformation. I'm not guaranteeing it. I don't have a crystal ball, but I would hedge in that direction. The Sixers, especially if you want to take a look at their 6'10 all-star point guard in Ben Simmons, they hedge in the opposite, or he hedges in the opposite direction. He's the anti-James Harden. He ain't taking a three. He went 2 of 7 from downtown last year. Your point guard in any era, with at least a three-point line, he took only 7 threes. And guess what? That's a lot for Ben Simmons. And I know he started to expand his range and, you know, it looked like every now and then he wanted to take a corner three. But 2 of 7 ain't cutting it. And 2 of 7 is not going to cut it in a Daryl Morey system. It was peculiar already when Doc Rivers agreed to take this job. This job has 2 all-stars, doesn't necessarily have reliable shooters around Embiid and Simmons, and it's going to be Doc Rivers' job, his responsibility, to make it work. Well, now Daryl Morey has come on after Doc Rivers. Elton Brand, I mean, he's the general manager. You want to talk about a changing era, old post-up Elton Brand. Elton Brand, you know, he now has to work under Morey. There are going to be changes up and down with the Sixers. The thing is, the NBA has so many issues right now. Billions of dollars lost last year. Billions of dollars that will be lost this upcoming season. It doesn't matter if it starts in December. It doesn't matter if it starts in January. We still don't have a set day for free agency to begin. This is going to be tough. One day, and the day might come sooner than later, and it might actually be delayed right now because of the money loss I just described, because of the lack of not knowing what the salary cap will be. But eventually, Embiid and Simmons are going to break up. That, as to me, has been a foregone conclusion for the past 2 years. Forget about who's healthy. Forget about who's hurt. Unless Ben Simmons wakes up and says, I want to shoot the basketball, there's going to be no difference. There will be no end result. They need to add shooters. They don't have any. They need to depend on some of these other guys to develop their shot more. Come on. You have one of the worst contracts in the league in Tobias Harris. God bless him for cashing all those checks. He's not a huge difference maker. And Daryl Morey coming in. If you're a fan of the Sixers, it basically ensures that that team is going to be different. And if I'm going to guess one guy goes, as much as Daryl Morey loves the long ball, he loves the three-point shot. I know he loves layups. He loves layups and he loves threes. Joel Embiid can do both. Ben Simmons still needs to get it together. Tim Legler was on SiriusXM NBA Radio, and he approves of the 76ers hiring Daryl Morey.
I think this is a great move for them. I had no inkling this was coming. I talked to a lot of people around here that are, you know, pretty connected in that organization, and this was not something that people saw coming. And I certainly don't think this is something Elton Brand saw coming, who now has to basically, I think, report to Daryl Morey. So does that mean that Elton Brand automatically, the clock is ticking? I don't know that you would necessarily put it in those terms, but I think now he's got a level of accountability that's going to be a lot different. And I think Daryl Morey brings something to that organization that they need right now. Now, I'm sure he must have some sort of a relationship with Doc Rivers that goes back a ways. That's going to be a good thing for Philadelphia as well. I just think a set of eyes like Daryl's is something this franchise needs, because you can really go and scrutinize some of the decisions that have been made with this roster over the last couple of years that if Daryl Morey was there, I don't think would have been made, in particular as relates to getting rid of all their shooting. So this is going to be interesting now as Daryl evaluates this roster and looks at what's going on here for the last couple of years. It's not easy to clean it up, particularly when you got a lot of money tied into certain guys. But I think it's definitely a huge step in the right direction. I think people in Philadelphia should be and will be very excited to hear this.
Yeah, I don't think the team will be mismatched anymore. I think the only impediment is what I just told you about the salary cap. And it also wouldn't surprise me, yeah, if maybe we saw some moves. Maybe we see a move between Philadelphia and Houston. I don't think it will make a difference, to be honest. What, is Russell Westbrook going to Philly in exchange for Simmons? Is that a better fit? Does it make more sense in Houston if you have Ben Simmons at the power forward spot and then you go ahead and say James Harden, shoot to your heart's delight? Sounds like it might be a better fit. And then what about in Philadelphia? If you have an Embiid and, you know, he can share the ball and, you know, Russell Westbrook relaxes on some of the threes. But then again, he ain't no shooter. So there are a lot of question marks here in Philadelphia. But I'll tell you, there are going to be some buttons pushed. In the interim, I think it's just a matter of how much longer do Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid have? How much longer are these guys going to be playing with Daryl Morey going from hot shot Phoenix to no shot Philly? You know, Doc Rivers, he was talking last season before he got the job, and he had high praise for both Embiid and Simmons.
Embiid is a better scorer, obviously, in those things, but and size, you have to plan for that. But Simmons has the ball. He's more like Magic, I guess, you know, it's Magic and Kareem, I guess, in some ways, you know, where Magic had the ball and he was creating, getting everybody involved. And then, you know, you gave the ball to Kareem and he scored. Embiid is tough because he can do both. You know, stretch fives are very difficult. You know, he's a post five that can stretch five. You know, he's those guys are tough.
Yeah, well, Doc Rivers, he may not have to worry about it for more than a season. And when he actually got the job in Philadelphia, he says he has high expectations for the team. But let's be real here. We don't know who the hell the team is. This is what Doc had to say when he was introduced as head coach.
This is a historic organization, an historic town that I want to be a part of. I love the pieces here. I love what we have to work with. And with Elton, I am looking forward to turning this into a championship team. When you look at these players, these young players, and their potential, the fact that they've had, you know, so much success in some ways at the ages that they are already, and where I believe they can go, for me, is a job you just couldn't turn down.
Yeah, well, now you can insert Daryl Morey into the mix, because he certainly wasn't there when Doc Rivers got the job. And this is a simple question, and I don't know. Maybe I'll be surprised. I highly doubt it. Maybe they can put shooters back around the team. I highly doubt it. Because at the end of the day, I do not think a combination of Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons is going to work. I just don't. Unless Ben Simmons comes out and all of a sudden wants to shoot like Rasheed Wallace, I don't see it happening. Unless he's going to extend his range from the corners, I don't see it happening. I find it highly unlikely. And then the other aspect of it is, which guy do you think is going to have a better career? Which guy do you actually think is going to stay healthy? Daryl Morey is known to wheel and deal. Daryl Morey is known to just swap guys out. They sent Clint Capela. They got rid of their only center. They sent him out to Atlanta to not play with Trae Young because he was hurt. He went super small ball. If you're a fan of the Sixers, get ready. It may not happen in this weird offseason. It may not happen into this year, but eventually a change and big changes are coming to Philadelphia. And personally, I don't think Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons will ever work. I don't care if Morey is there. I don't care if Doc Rivers is there. I don't care if Elton Brand goes back out onto the court to try to help these guys. This ain't working. Daryl Morey is getting ready to kind of shake things up. I'm going to open up the phone lines, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Daryl Morey is going to be running the Philadelphia 76ers. He has left James Harden and the Rockets, and things are likely to change in Philly. Do you think they need a change? Do you believe Embiid and Simmons will ever work? Call me up, 855-212-4CBS. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. The phone lines are open to you. 855-212-4CBS. The line is sponsored by Geico. And if you want to know what's really scary, seeing just how much you could have been saving on car insurance by switching to Geico. It'll keep you up at night. So switch to Geico and save. If you're a basketball fan in Philadelphia, I don't know, maybe you've had some scary years. Maybe you've seen some Ben Simmons UFOs, you know, flying outside your damn window. Maybe you've had to deal with the process. But the process is different right now because Daryl Morey, the man who used to run the Houston Rockets, is close to running the 76ers, being their president. They just hired Doc Rivers, what, like 2 weeks ago? Elton Brand is a general manager. We don't know how much longer that lasts. And then you have the odd couple between Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid. You know, is that a situation? Is that a combination that will ever work? Probably not. Probably not. Guys like J.J. Redick pretty much said it already. He's like, hey, listen, they should have never got rid of me. It's one of the dumbest things that they did. And Tobias Harris is your third option? I mean, ugh. It's good to get paid, but he's not contributing anything. And so I think whether it comes in this weird season, it's eventually going to happen. Ben Simmons or Joel Embiid, one of them got to go. Daryl Morey is not going to keep this team together. This is someone, if you've never seen the Rockets play, Daryl Morey believes in unconventional play. He believes in shooting. He believes in threes. Let's get your thoughts. I don't think a combination of Doc Rivers, Simmons, Embiid, and Morey, I don't think that's going to work. One of those all-stars, at least one of them, eventually is going to go. Let's get your thoughts. Let's talk to Sean. He's calling up from Tacoma, Washington. Sean, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What do you think?
Hey, Jay, how's it going? I really think, first and foremost, they way overpaid Tobias Harris a couple years ago.
Absolutely.
Secondly, that duo just does not work out. I don't think it's good chemistry or just good team flow overall. I mean, look at, they had Tobias Harris, Joel Embiid, Simmons, and Jimmy Butler, and they still couldn't do anything in the playoffs. I mean, granted, you know, Kawhi hit that nasty game winner against them in game seven, but still, I mean, you thought that they could, you know, they were the favorite, maybe could potentially come out that year. Even now, you look at them and it's like, hey, you know, they've had a lot of, they've trusted the process, right? It hasn't worked out. I think with them bringing in Doc Rivers and Danny Morrow, I think it's a good call. I think personally that Ben Simmons will probably get traded before Joel Embiid because I think he's just a bigger impact. He's done more for them. I know they both have quite a bit of injuries, but I think he's just more valuable to their franchise opposed to Ben Simmons. I think they could really explore their, trade options with him.
Okay. Well, thank you, Sean, for calling up from Tacoma. I appreciate you. Yeah, that's the tricky part. If you got to get rid of one or the other, who do you do? Who do you get rid of? In the long run, the reality is Ben Simmons will probably, if he stays healthy, and that's the tricky part, you know, Ben Simmons probably fits in more of what the NBA is right now. Just a giant guard, able to also bring the ball up court. He can slot in, you know, in the front court as well as a power forward. You look at Joel Embiid, yeah, he's going to slow things down a little bit depending on where he goes. He's going to be a trailer. I don't know. You say, oh, here's Joel Embiid. He finally caught up. Let me pass him the ball for three. Maybe somebody forgot him. Maybe you put him down low. This is, regardless of who you keep or who you eventually get rid of, it could be a case of you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. I think obviously Joel Embiid is the more talented offensive scorer. There's no doubt about that. But then Ben Simmons, I mean, he can fit in a lot of places just by running the show. And when Joel Embiid has been out, Ben Simmons, his numbers went up. This man went to the basket like with reckless abandon. He was a better player with no Embiid. Daryl Morey has some tough questions to answer. Let's go from Tacoma, Washington. Let's go to Las Vegas and talk to Matt. Matt, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What do you think about the Sixers adding Daryl Morey?
Well, you know, Simmons and Embiid, they're both good players. Chemistry with the two of them hasn't been the best. I think we can argue that the last days of the big man that Embiid could be is when Duncan retired. A little side note, these all-star titles are put out too easily anymore, and neither one of these guys are all-stars enough to build the team around. I think that we've kind of seen that. I think they're both going to be gone.
Well, they are all stars. I mean, come on. If you think about the history of the NBA, I can name some guys who have been all stars that, listen, not everybody is a superstar. There's not everybody is a singular talent that can, quote unquote, take you to a championship or a title. I mean, but these are all stars in the league. They are. I don't want to take that away from them.
But then when you put Daryl Worley in there, and you got to have the superstar. All stars aren't going to do it with him. You got to have the superstar.
Well, let's see what happens. The man hasn't, even as far as I see, put his name on paper. But when he does it, there are going to be changes. Thank you, Matt, for calling up from Las Vegas. And who knows? Ben Simmons, this is what he may develop into. What happens if Ben Simmons develops a shot? You know, his game doesn't go up another notch. Tony's calling from Maryland. Tony, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What do you think?
Hey, JR, first-time caller, long-time listener. I think that they have their floor general, and that's in Simmons. They definitely need shooters. You don't need Embiid, your 7-footer, shooting three-pointers. I think they should let Embiid go and bring in some shooters and let Ben be that floor general. And like you said, he can create a jump shot. And once he get that shot down, he'll be even more dangerous and more acceptable for the team. So I'm looking at Simmons to be the floor general and Embiid out, and they can bring in some shooters.
Okay. Thank you, Tony, for calling from Maryland. That would certainly skew towards where the NBA is going right now. You think about what Daryl Morey did in Houston. He ain't had no big man. He said, ship him out of here. I don't need him. That was a hell of an experiment. I would have loved to see it or seen it if we didn't have a stoppage. They had to pick it back up in the NBA bubble where things were even weirder. But it would make more sense. Things would be more of a modern NBA style if, you know, Ben Simmons was just another giant guy who handled the basketball. Joel Embiid might be more of a relic. What is Joel Embiid right now? He's Rick Smits from Africa. I mean, there is your difference. He's not the Duncan Dutchman. He's a big man from Cameroon. I mean, let's be realistic. Joel Embiid is amazing. Sometimes I look at Joel Embiid and I want him to lose some weight too. David is calling from Miami. David, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, how you doing, man?
I'm good.
Your early YouTube days. It's my first time calling. You know, it's hard to deny that Ben Simmons is a superstar. I'd put him in the superstar category. Who is 6'10 that has better handles than Ben Simmons in the NBA? That's a genuine question.
Kevin Durant.
Size has his hand.
Kevin Durant.
Basket like a beast. You know, I'm a Heat fan. I'm down here in Miami. I don't even like the Sixers, but you can't deny that the guy's a beast. And Joel Embiid is a glass-cleaning superstar also. I also give him the superstar status. And man, every time I look up at ESPN, the guy's dropping 27, 10, and 10. The guy's an absolute stud. Now, as for the Sixers, I don't know about the weapons, man. You know, to be honest, getting Al Horford, it's kind of suspect. You know, they're clogging up the paint down there in Philly. And, you know, that Kawhi, they haven't been the same since Kawhi hit that shot. Those are my thoughts.
Okay. Well, David, thank you for rocking with me from YouTube, and thank you for calling up from Miami. Yeah, I think it's debatable whether or not they're each individual superstars. I'll tell you this much, and this is to our caller prior to David. There's no guarantee that Ben Simmons is going to be a better jump shooter. We've had point guards in the NBA that didn't improve their shooting. We've had shooting guards historically in the NBA who haven't been the best shooters. It's not a gimme that Ben Simmons is going to improve. I want to continue taking your phone calls. I want to take a break, and then I want to go from Philadelphia. Let's go a little bit further up the turnpike, and let's go to Brooklyn, because Steve Nash has already made his proclamation with the Brooklyn Nets. Speaking of big men who can shoot and handle, yeah, there's that Kevin Durant guy. We'll talk about it when we come back. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Oh, yeah. We're going to talk about Brooklyn. This sounds crazy to say. Prepare yourselves. Brooklyn Nets head coach Steve Nash, he already has a statement. I'm going to let you hear that in a few seconds. Stay tuned. Before we went to break, we were talking about the Sixers and the fact that Daryl Morey, the man who used to run the Houston Rockets since 2007, traded for James Harden, just helped usher in the era of bombs away in the NBA, help usher in an era of small ball. He's now running, or he's going to be running, the Philadelphia 76ers. And we know this is a flawed team. Simmons and Bede, they just brought in Doc Rivers to coach the team. Elton Brand has been the general manager. What does the future hold? Changes. Up and down the roster, in the management. The only guy I'd say is pretty safe is Doc Rivers. Outside of that, yeah, everybody else is going to be up for grabs. There's no way in hell in the long term, and I think only the only thing saving either Simmons or Embiid is this offseason, which is unconventional. We don't even know the salary cap. That's the only thing saving any of these guys from just getting a boot in the offseason, whatever that means this year. But eventually, I think one of them is going to have to go. Daryl Morey is going to reshape this team. I don't give a damn who the coach is. You got to have the horses. You got to have the dogs out there to get the job done. Theo is calling us up. Theo is here from Omaha, Nebraska. Theo, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Jer, I appreciate you and Stu for holding on for me for the last segment. Thank you. Jer, I think it's going to be, it's going to work. If it doesn't work this season, it will in Philadelphia. But I think, Jer, it's going to be more so on Doc Rivers holding Joel Embiid accountable. I think that might be the missing piece in the in the past couple of years with the other coaches. They have to really hold him accountable as a leader on that team to make him come in shape and do the things he needs to do as a leader. And I think it might be a mix. Joe, I want your take on it too, but maybe part of their moral style will work with Ben Simmons because, no, I don't think they can make a lot of moves, Joe, because of that salary cap. But if Ben Simmons can get out and run, remember, Tobias Harris did have his best season under Doc Rivers with the Clippers. And with Shake Milton and some of the other guards, Josh Richardson, they can open the floor up and knock down open shots. So hopefully that'll work in the Philadelphia, or, you know, that'll be it at the end of the season. But what do you think about that, though?
Well, I think forget about being in shape. I mean, Joel Embiid, and thank you so much, Theo, for calling up from Omaha. Listen, Joel Embiid, you want to talk about getting in shape? He would have to be in such great shape that he disappeared from the team. He'd have to disappear. That would be the only way that anybody is going to be going up and down. It's not like they're going to say, hey, Joel, sit your ass on the bench. We need to get up and down with Ben and the guys. No, they're going to ship him out if that's the case. And depending on the hole, yeah, I mean, who knows? Ben Simmons might go. But if I'm a betting man, if I'm Daryl Morey, I'm probably more enamored with what Ben Simmons can do, what he can develop into, knowing that he can probably be a guy, a linchpin for a long time. Joel Embiid, quite frankly, even for a guy who's what, 26 maybe? He can't be older than 26, maybe 27, I doubt it. Ben Simmons looks like he can play in the NBA for another, you know, 10, 15 years. You look at Joel Embiid, I mean, watching him get up and down the court sometimes, it's like, damn, bro, can you last to the end of the game? Are you going to be hands on your knees? Are you going to, like, physically explode out there on the floor? Chris is calling up from Tucson, Arizona. Chris, you're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hello.
Yeah, Chris, you're live. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing? I think one of the biggest mistakes maybe the Sixers made was not keeping Jimmy and making their move when they had Jimmy. And maybe trading away Ben Simmons for the Chris Paul, or even trading away Ben Simmons and trying to shake it up this next year for D. getting J.J. Redick back, Drew Holiday maybe, and trying for Ingram. What do you think about something like that?
Well, I think that's done. I think even thinking about what would have happened, I think that don't have nothing to do with what will happen. And Ingram, there's no way in hell I see the Pelicans letting him get away. That's not happening. He got all the money on the table in front of him. We have a salary cap that nobody knows what it's going to be. The NBA is losing money. They're trying to figure out how they can minimize their losses over the next several years. So if you want to think about a safe space, if you want to think about a time where I wouldn't expect to see wild and crazy moves, it would be this year, because nobody knows the salary structure of the NBA. Nobody knows, you know, how much money players are going to have to put on the back end just so the NBA can save. This is a wild year. So we can think about Jimmy Butler. We can think about Chris Paul. We can think about adding an Ingram. Not right now. All of those moves, even for the future, sans an equal trade where salaries just flat max out and equal, I find it to be hard pressed for us to see just something huge happen. Wait until we figure out some dates here. We don't even know when free agency starts, Chris.
All right, thanks for the call.
No doubt about it. Thank you, Chris, for calling up from Tucson, Arizona. Even though we have to wait, one thing we do know for certain is that the NBA draft is going to take place on November 18th. We don't know when free agency is going to start. We don't know when the season is going to start. There are a lot of variables for the NBA, in the NBA, for this upcoming season. So in that regard, we got to take things one at a time. Would I be surprised if we saw some huge splashes? Not really, never really. But I wouldn't expect it. We got to let things play out. And we've seen some huge splashes just over the past several months. Maury is now going to be running Philadelphia. Doc Rivers is there. Steven Silas, he is now head coach of the Houston Rockets. I saw the name Silas, and I'm like, wait a minute, Paul Silas? No, this is actually his son. So it's good to see some fresh blood in the NBA instead of, recycled names. As much as I like Jeff Van Gundy and some of these other folks, it's always great to see new, innovative folks. Give somebody else a chance. So I'm glad that that's something that the Houston Rockets did, adding Paul Silas's son from the Dallas Mavericks. Hopefully he can have success. And about a month ago, maybe a little more, we saw that Steve Nash, two-time NBA MVP, someone who was literally calling Premier League games on Turner Sports, is now going to be coaching the Brooklyn Nets. And we know you have a combination now of Kevin Durant, you have Kyrie Irving. You would hope that Kevin Durant, his Achilles is fine. You would hope that Kyrie Irving, all of his shoulder issues and woes are behind him, even though he always seems hurt and broken down in some type of sense. And they have other players around them that if they're healthy, they can contribute. A Caris LeVert, a Joe Harris, who is a free agent. I would expect him to come back when things get figured out. They have to see what their center position looks like. They have two traditional centers in Jared Allen and DeAndre Jordan. But you don't add Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving, you know, just to make the playoffs. You would expect to be contending. You expect to compete for a championship. And ironically, when the Clippers were eliminated, we saw Paul George. Paul George sat his ass up in a press conference and said, "We, the Clippers, did not look at this season as a must win. We didn't look at this as a championship or bust." And to me, that sounds like some real loser stuff. Okay, and I'm using the word stuff because I can't use the other word. Now, I'll tell you this. Steve Nash is not going to be on the court in Brooklyn. But Steve Nash already made his point as to what the Brooklyn Nets expect from this upcoming season. Listen to what Steve Nash had to say about the Brooklyn Nets and their goals.
We're playing for a championship. You know, I don't want to say that anything less than a championship is not a success, because you never know what happens in life. You never know the way the ball bounces. And fortune is a big part of winning an NBA championship. Are we striving? Are we pressure testing? Are we continually asking of each other and ourselves that individual and collective growth every day, and creating an environment that is fun, but challenging and collaborative. And so if those tenets are being met, there's a lot of success and reward in that, but we are playing for a championship.
Oh, it's good to hear it. It's good to hear somebody actually come out and state the goal. It's good to hear somebody not just say, oh, well, yeah, we want to show up and we want to get our chemistry together and we want to try our best. And no, I'm not going to say what it is. You have that much talent, you're playing for a championship. That's what made what Paul George said at the end of the season when the Clippers got eliminated, when they got embarrassed. That's what made him sound like a joke. You can't have Paul George and Kawhi Leonard and all of the other talent, and you can look at the roster and say, oh, well, they're flawed here and they're flawed there, and, you know, Patrick Beverley doesn't shoot, and this is why they want to go for Rondo. You can do that, but you don't have that much talent and not compete for a championship. I know all I need to know about Paul George because he has a loser's mentality. Kevin Durant got himself some titles. Kyrie Irving got himself a title. Steve Nash, one of the greatest point guards of all time. And the Brooklyn Nets, they got players. You know, even with this roster, if they re-sign Joe Harris, if they keep things the way they are, if Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant are healthy, there should be no reason, none, zero, why the Brooklyn Nets aren't competing in the Eastern Conference. A team like Miami, with all of their depth, should be able to push them around. The Milwaukee Bucks, even if they run it back with the same team, they should still give you their traditional 50-plus wins. But Brooklyn, you don't bring in Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving just to be bench wallpaper. You go out there for them to compete. And it's nice to hear Steve Nash say it instead of pussyfooting around and being a loser like Paul George. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. When we come back, it's another top six list. I'm going to give you the top six sports cities here in America. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.